begin our celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. So welcome to everyone here at Blessed Sacrament Church, those praying with us via live stream for our Sharing Faith series and the Way of the Cross. And so we gather during this Lenten journey, sharing stories with one another, being able to walk the journey together and inspire one another to continue to be faithful and loving disciples. So let us pray. Good and gracious God, as we journey in this spiritual pilgrimage of the Way of the Cross and the opportunity of listening to your good news being lived out in and amongst our very own parishioners, we ask you to give us the courage, the wisdom, and the strength to be able to share your good news in everything we do, and especially reach out to those who are in most need. Those who need your grace, your light the most, those who are searching, those who are alone, those who feel forgotten, and those who really feel lost. May this opportunity of prayer and sharing strengthen us in our resolve to help those in need, to be your hands, your face, and your feet as living signs of your presence amongst us. Strengthen us as we prepare for the glory of Easter, that we may truly be people of the resurrection. We ask this all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite everyone to please be seated for a moment. Again, for those who have not been here for any of the series yet, or those who may have missed some of the series, you can go to chathamcatholic.ca and there's a link, Sharing Faith series, and you could watch the different witness and the Stations of the Cross are there that you can pray. And we go right until Good Friday. Good Friday will be our last Sharing Faith series for Lent of this year. There will be no Mass, of course, on Good Friday, but we will have the Sharing and then the Way of the Cross on Good Friday evening. So we go all the way through. We're getting closer and closer to Easter. And basically, we've asked parishioners from the five churches that make up our family of parishes to come and share a little bit of faith, introduce themselves, what does Lent mean for them, and, in what way are they living out as a faithful disciple, giving a little bit of a background of who they are. And I kind of gave some guiding questions and kind of said, leave it, let the Spirit guide you in how you're going to share that. I don't hear them or listen or watch the talks beforehand. I'm on the edge of my presider's chair up in the sanctuary listening, because they've been very powerful, all different. And it's a reminder that God works through each of us in a lot of different ways. And our speaker, our witness speaker tonight is going to be doing it in bilingual fashion. Some in English and some in Polish. Będzie mówił po angielsku I po polsku, So he's, I know, Walter Debicki and his wife Bogda very well. I know them from many years ago. Their son Derek got married in Wallaceburg, and I was able to preside at that wedding celebration. So that's like 20 years ago now. I think they're coming up to their 20th anniversary. So I've known them, and Walter and Bogda have been their right hands for myself, especially Father Darius, who's at Our Lady Victory all the time. In things that need to get set up, and a long, long history at Our Lady of Victory as part of our family of parishes. And so I did invite him to share a little bit in English and also in Polish, because our Polish community is certainly a part of our family of parishes, and two Polish priests, that's has to be there, the Polish. So those of you who don't understand the Polish, Father Darius will translate after. And he'll give you, but I want to, bardzo dziękuję, Walter, za przyszedł, troszkę powiedział po angielsku I po polsku. Let's give Walter a round of applause as he comes forward to share some words.
Niech będzie pochwalony Jezus Chrystus.
Wieków, amen.
This is a Polish greeting generally said in religious circles, and means praise to Jesus Christ. And Father John, Father Darius responded, Na vieki viekuf amen, which is forever and ever, amen. So praise to the Lord. Thank you. Father John, I am humbled that I was asked to share, and I thank you. For those that don't know me, my name is Walter Debicki, and I was born in Italy at the end of World War II. My parents were Polish and served in the military, the Polish Second Corps, part of the British Eighth Army. We came to Canada through England when I was 13 months old. I have lived in Chatham, Kent all my life, mostly in the Dresden area. I met and married Bogumiwa, known to many as Bogda. We have been married for almost 53 years. We lived on a small rural property and raised our family near Dresden until we moved to Chatham in 2010. We have three married adult children who have given us four grandchildren. I am enormously proud of our children and grandchildren and their achievements. There is always a lot of joy and love when they are around. After graduating high school and then agricultural college, I began work with a multinational food processor and later changed careers to work with a national organization, an agricultural organization. Over the years, I enjoyed various positions at the management level until retirement in 2011. Bogda and I are parishioners of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes and worship at Our Lady of Victory Church. Our Lady of Victory Church has been a part of my life since it was built in 1957 to serve the Polish community in Chatham and the area. My parents would drive from Dresden to Chatham to attend Our Lady of Victory Mass. As a young boy, I began as an altar server. After starting my own family, I volunteered on the parish advisory board, finance committee, and several fundraising projects throughout the years. To this day, I volunteer at church, still serving at Mass occasionally and doing other tasks where needed. Also, I am one of the volunteers who represent Our Lady of Victory at the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes Pastoral Council. Throughout my career in English, in agriculture, I set goals for myself and the staff I worked with. The goals were centered on production, food safety, quality of product, and continuous improvement in everything we did. Today, my goals are more Christ-centered: pray, serve, evangelize, and continuously improve in everything I do. Looking back, though I participated in the life of our parish, it was more about me than the love of Christ. But on August the 26th, 1986, the feast day of Our Lady of Częstochowa, I experienced God's personal, faithful care. I was traveling down the 401 to a meeting in Toronto. Weather and road conditions could not be better. I was involved in a car accident. I am not going into the details, but my car was a total wreck. No other cars were damaged. During the cycle of uncontrollable events, I ask for our Blessed Mother to help. I knew I could not survive on my own. An ambulance took me to Victoria Hospital in London for a checkup, and I was released a few hours later with a bruised shoulder from the seatbelt and a scratch on the top of my head. The paramedics that attended stated that upon arriving on the scene and seeing the car, they thought they were dealing with a fatality. And later, the doctor in the hospital said, "I was one lucky man, given the severity of the crash." But was it luck? I believe that day, on the 401, I experienced the Lord's mercy and unconditional love. I saw what it could have been, but was rescued when my very life was in danger. I was 40 years old. It was a turning point, a metanoia moment. After that day, I realized I was not in control and that the Lord had a purpose in extending my life. I realized how quickly one's life can change. My prayers became more thanking God for the gift of life, and now I do things in His name rather than my own. I carry a rosary with me everywhere, which brings me inner peace and calmness. My life changed. 10 years later, in 1996, the opportunity to learn how to improve arose. My friend had been urging me to do the Curcio weekend in Chatham for a while. I finally gave in and said yes to the invitation. What is Curcio, you ask? Any person who wishes to engage in a deeper relationship with Jesus can benefit from Curcio. I met many faith-filled people that weekend from this community and surrounding areas. However, the most important thing I learned was how to live my faith daily through prayer and service in my environment. I experienced a feeling of peace, gratitude, reverence, and a feeling of being loved by Christ and seeing the invisible Christ in others. The work of the Holy Spirit. Anyone attending may have a different encounter, though. But I can only encourage those who have not made a Curcio weekend to be not afraid. After my weekend, life seemed easier. I began reading scripture more. Bogda and I went on pilgrimages to Medjugorje, Lourdes, Rome, the Vatican, and to shrines in Poland, deepening our faith. I can honestly say, and I believe everyone here agrees, that our Catholic faith is amazing. Since retirement, I've become more available to help where required at church. Evangelization is still an area of improvement needed. But the writings of Pope Paul VI say to us that we do not have to say anything at all. The witness we give by our lives is the primary means of effective evangelization. There are many ways to evangelize, though. I share my faith with those closest to me, particularly the younger ones, reminding them that they are loved by God and by me. I continuously work at improving evangelization efforts, but when I hesitate, I look at the cross hanging in the sanctuary and am reminded that Jesus is counting on me. We are at the halfway point in our Lenten journey. I have taken time to reflect and humble myself, remembering the sacrifice the Lord made by dying on the cross for my sins. Ash Wednesday echoed to me that I am dust, and to dust I will return, and that I am here on earth with for a moment in time. And as the saying goes, oh, there is so much to do and so little time to do it. As such, for me, Lent is an opportunity to reflect on my shortcomings in life, my relations with the Lord and the church and those around me, their needs, and how can I contribute to their good? Lent is also a time to pick up the rosary, to pray the sorrowful mysteries, and participate in the stations of the cross in remembrance of Christ's passion. Permit me to say a few words in Polish. Parę słów po polsku. Wielki Post to kolejna okazja w moim życiu do zatrzymania się i refleksji nad tym, jak bardzo Bóg mnie kocha. To rozważania Drogi Krzyżowej, rekolekcje, spowiedź oraz czytanie dobrych książek. W naszym życiu były różnego rodzaju doświadczenia, ale wydaje mi się, że błogosławieństw było jeszcze więcej. Jestem wdzięczny za każdy dzień, w którym mogę próbować pełnić wolę Bożą i cieszyć się życiem. Panie Jezu, chcę trzymać Twojej dłoni. To conclude, in the sanctuary at Our Lady of Victory Church, there is a large icon of Divine Mercy Jesus and relics of Saint Sister Faustina and Pope Saint John Paul II. The rays streaming from our Lord's heart remind me of his profound mercy and love for humanity, and the relics represent the presence of these known Divine Mercy apostles who intercede for us in heaven. His love and his mercy are always available. All one must do is reach out for it. I did on the 401. Bogda and I are forever grateful for his presence in our life. Jezu, ufam Tobie, Jesus, I trust in you.
Thank you to Walter for sharing some of his story. And another Polish faithful phrase is Bóg zapłać, which is, may the Lord repay you, may the Lord bless you. And someone does something, Bóg zapłać. So Walter, Bóg zapłać. Dziękuję bardzo. Thank you for your sharing. It is a gift. Again, all of our stories are important. And it's important for us to be able to share our stories, some at the AMBO and other times in our circles at the Tim Hortons, at wherever you are, to share stories and how God is working in our lives. It does help all of us in the journey. So thank you to Walter, and again, thank you to all those who said yes to trust in the Lord to be able to share during this series, which has, I think, inspired all of us, certainly for me too. It's been a wonderful grace and a wonderful gift.